Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, David, let's check in on the world of football. I actually have a treat. You two are just so good to me on a daily basis. I wanted, you know, since Rico had his mulch incident with Doug, I want to show him, on behalf of white people, we can provide joy, too, unlike Doug screwing you out of mulch.
All right.
David, music. And this is going to be Lions-centric because this is Pro Football Focuses. Top 25 players. 25 or under. And the Lions are prominent. So I'll take you through the list, and I think there's a couple talking points. A guy who made it, and I didn't like the contract they gave him, and a guy who didn't make it, and he doesn't have a contract.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Okay.
Let's start out at 25. I will tell you it's a Lion. Would you like to venture a guess?
25, Lion.
Last guy on the list.
Laporta.
No, but you're close. Laporta's 23. David?
Gibbs.
No, not close.
Branch?
Kirby Joseph.
Oh, no.
And I just want to read this for the people in the back, the bathwater drinkers. Joseph would have been much higher on the top 25, had his All-Pro 24 campaign, which earned him a new huge contract, extended to the previous season. He was the top-graded safety overall and in coverage this past season, but ranked 50th or lower in PFF coverage grade in each year before 2024 of his career.
Interesting.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Number 24, Cooper DeJean. You have that type of rookie year, you make the list. Do it all.
I can see that.
Kid's been a baller since college.
Pick six in the Super Bowl.
Real nice job by MSU punting to that kid and having him beat us on a punt return 2 years ago. Not that I'm bitter. Number 23, Sam Laporta.
Focus.
Okay. Any issue there?
Oh, you weren't far off. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Sam Laporta. And again, historic rookie year. Didn't live up to it last year. Yeah. If he did, he'd be higher on the list. Any issue, though, Laporta being on the list?
No, I don't. I think his numbers went down because I think J-Mo entered the equation and it took throws away from him. I mean, there's only so many passes he can get with that offense.
Number 22, Tyler Smith, who's becoming just a real problem at guard for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
A-Shane, the explosive back from Miami. Again, huge rookie year, 7.5 yards a carry.
Kind of fell off last year.
And he had the Laporta as a back. He had a down year last year. Number 20, kid who I think is a superstar. Why? Because he went to LSU. Brian Thomas Jr., Jags, wide out.
Gosh, he should be higher on that list.
I agree with you. I think he's got the earmarkings of a top five wide receiver.
Yes.
Yeah, especially on that team. You knew the ball was going to go to him. He had no other help, and he held his own.
And here's why I think this is screwy. The next player on the list at number 19 overall has no business being ahead of Brian Thomas. And I like this player. I want you to think Jim Rat. I want you to think Kenny Cott.
Oh, the tight end from Georgia.
Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey.
Oh.
I cannot have him ahead of Brian Thomas Jr.
Really?
I can't have him.
At Brock Bowers, I'd be like, okay, I can see that.
18 is Christian Benford, who had a really nice year for the Buffalo Bills. Corner, very good player. 17, a player near and dear to Rico's heart, could be a Detroit Lion. He screwed up the draft process, to be fair to the team. It's a man you wanted here.
Oh.
He's at a position of need.
Oh, I'm going to say not Jordan Davis, but Jalen Carter.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter debuted in 23, earned top 10 marks at his position, and it led to big expectations for year two.
Did it also say Detroit didn't need him?
Okay. Top 5 PFF pass rush grade and pressures, and top 10 in win rate. He's a dominant defensive tackle. At 16.
Oh, boy.
What?
No, I got crushed for saying that. So
I know.
That was for you, Cookies.
You don't feel bitter at all about that.
That was for you, Cookies.
At 16, this is a player the Lions absolutely coveted, but he got taken right before their pick 2 years ago.
Well, this Gonzalez is the cornerback.
Think Big Ten. Think a pit bull corner. Physical. Nasty.
Oh, the guy from Illinois?
Yes, Devin Witherspoon.
Yeah.
At 15. Who cares? Malik Nabers. He'll be gone out of New York in 2 years.
Can't you just be happy?
Nope. 14, Brock Bowers. Despite balding, this is PFF's words, despite male pattern baldness, Bowers entered the NFL considered one of the best. When he took off his helmet, it was the saddest thing in the world. You go, oh, Brock, no.
And everybody can't have the hair like you
He's
have.
He's got to fly to Turkey and get those little magical plugs all the guys get now. DJ come on. Got,
okay.
Bottom line, he was a record-setting rookie tight end. He's superb. 13, Darryl Stingley Jr. At 12, C.J. Stroud. I thought, was this not a little low compared to where you thought he would be?
I thought it would have been higher, but I think because last year he didn't have a great year, lost all his wide receiver stats, weren't there. He got punished a little bit. I would have had him at least in the top 10.
Number 11 is one of the sneakiest players on the list. Drake London.
Oh, yeah.
Inconsistent quarterback play, but man, as far as a receiver goes, top 5 in a lot of PFF metrics, big-bodied, physical. I think Penix being the full-time starter, you're going to see an explosive
year. That's going to help him a lot.
I mean, if you were to put him on, like, let's just say Buffalo, I think that he would have been like a top 3 or 4 player.
Number 10, it's a Lion. Any guesses?
Gibbs. I'm going to go Gibbs again.
It is Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay.
And look, Bijan is 9, Gibbs is 10. And there's no slander. The PFF grades, razor thin. They're basically the same guy.
And I think probably because Bijan doesn't have to share the rock.
8 is a Lion. Any guesses?
Sewell?
No. Doesn't have a contract. Brian Branch.
Okay.
Yes!
Excellent job. Number 8, versatility is his calling card. Number 7... my guy, Will Anderson for the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Number 6, shout out you Albany Great Danes football, Jared Verse. Number 6 on debut. 5, Chiefs, because why not, Trent McDuffie. 4, Jaden Daniels. I would caution this one. You got Stroud at 12. Daniels at 4.
He was Stroud 2 years ago.
I'd be very careful with that. Number 3. Safety.
You know, hold on. But I think Daniels may have gotten it, Mike, because Stroud had a ton of toys. He had a receiver.
I just wouldn't put him at 4, though. That I would back him up.
Yeah. Be careful overrating, because you're probably going to have to double back next year and have him outside of the top 10. Okay. 3, Kyle Hamilton. Safety, Ravens. Yeah. Any issue?
No. I hate him.
Okay.
He's so good.
Number 2.
That's got to be Sewell.
No, because he's number 1.
Oh.
Number 2 is a Ram.
Puka Nacua.
There you go. Yeah. Excellent job. And number 1 is Penei Sewell. He led the list last year after a dominant season. His run blocking is his best asset, a 95.2 run blocking grade, the second best mark among all offensive linemen, tackles, guards, centers. All.
And he also picks
up. Since 2021.
He picks up running backs and carries them 7 yards.
He's played more snaps, 4,773, than any other player on this list.
And the funny thing is, we're all still waiting for the day he flips over to left tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, in essence, he's doing this out of position.
But you know who didn't make the list? And it sparks a bit of a conversation.
I see what you did.
Detroit's favorite son.
Mr. Coney Island
Coney's
himself.
Island own. Yeah.
Mr. Jameson Williams did not make the list. Here's my question. If you think J-Mo should be on the list, who should he replace? Do you want me to give you the back end of that list?
Yeah.
Well, David, do we have a minute of time?
Now, sure. Mike F. and Fellini. Take your time. Pick him to
choose. Okay, then. All right. Confidence is riding high. All right, at number 25, should J-Mo be above Kirby?
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to take Kirby Joseph off the list?
I would.
Then why'd you just hand him $82 million?
I didn't.
Cooper DeJean?
No. No.
Sam Laporta?
No.
No.
Tyler Smith?
No.
A-Shane?
No.
Brian Thomas?
Nope.
No. Okay, we're done.
Okay.
So here, there's the question. And again, from a receiver perspective, J-Mo or Brian Thomas? I'm taking Brian Thomas. Now, J-Mo or Ladd McConkey, completely different players. One's a slot machine. The other guy's a DeSean Jackson deep threat. The point is, he's not on that list. Five Lions made it. So there is your top. We can continue the conversation if you want. There is your top 25 under 25 PFF Lions well represented, including number one overall, but no J-Mo. 97-1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, good to have you guys with us. So we just got done with the Pro Football Focus, top 25 under 25. Five Lions there, which is awesome. The question is, are you aggrieved because there's not a sixth? Jameson Williams didn't make the list. Now, let's just be very careful with one thing. If you don't make the list of being the top 25 under 25, it doesn't mean you're not a really good football player. But it does bring something to the forefront. Penei Sewell got his money. Kirby Joseph got his money. Now, I never argued with one of them. You pay Sewell whatever he wants.
Yep.
I would make Sewell the highest paid tackle in football in perpetuity. Anytime someone gets a raise,
so Nick Saban contract.
Yep, one penny more. Because Penei Sewell, I don't think I'll be wrong on this. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is one of those, you drafted him, he's going to be a Lion for life unless he gets a catastrophic injury. He's yours.
Look at that. You already killed Norm from Cheers earlier. Now you just killed Penei Sewell. Unbelievable. You made a Norm from Cheers joke 2 hours ago. The guy's dead now.
Well, that was you, Thanos snap.
How dare you, Rico?
He was doing the Thanos snap, not me.
I didn't do it to Norm from Cheers.
Hey, it's arbitrary.
The point is, you paid Kirby, and I'll always question that. I don't like paying guys who have one elite season. But what about the others? When you look at the five guys that are on this list and the one who's not, so you have Sewell, you have Kirby. Now, you've paid them both. Mm-hmm. That leaves Jameer, Laporta, Branch, and I'll add Jamo. Of the four guys you haven't signed yet, if you only get to keep one, who is it?
That's Branch.
No hesitation from Rico.
I would have took Branch over Kirby. Branch is more versatile. Branch just brings it. I mean, yeah, he could play corner. He could play, you know, the nickel corner. He could play regular corner. He could play safety.
Okay, but again, more money in your secondary?
I'm saying I would have paid him over Kirby.
No, that's not the question.
No, because the running back, Mike, as we know, it's a limited position unless you're Derrick Henry and somehow you just get stronger.
You're not paying Gibbs.
So, no. If I'm not going to do that, then it would be Laporta. Because I think Laporta is going to be an elite tight end. He's
so
going to be...
you're not paying Jamo.
No.
So, is it unfair, then, to now connect dots? The multiple third-round picks you traded to take Tesla, and the fact Brad Holmes says he's his favorite receiver in the draft, is this it? I mean, is the writing on the wall for Jamo that, look, you could trigger the fifth-year option, but it's just a question. Have they already replaced Jamo and we're just not paying attention? And look, I think Jamo's going to have a really good year. But I'm not running to pay everyone all the time.
Interesting.
I'm just,
No. Because I remember they kind of, I hearken back. When they extended Goff, and we didn't understand why. It's because that was going to be their guy the whole time. We all thought, oh, you know what? The second his contract is up, he's off the books. You're going to move on.
Think about this.
And they quietly did that, and no one paid attention.
Amon Ra will always lead this team in targets. True or false?
True.
Sam Laporta will probably come in second in targets. True or false?
True.
Okay. The running back position will play a role in target share erosion. True or false?
True.
Okay. So at best, Jamo could be third or fourth in targets. Well, am I going to pay him on a fifth-year option at $20 million or a deal that could pay him $30 a year? Or am I going to pay a rookie third-round pick who apparently is the hottest thing since socks on a rooster?
You need somebody fast who can make explosive plays. So, yeah, you're going to – if you have to cut budget somewhere – that's it. I just got to keep drafting somebody every 3 years who's fast, can do an end around.
So then Jamo's not a part of the core of this team.
No, I don't think so.
But when you look at it this way, and I'll throw the number up. Guys, you tell me, is what do you do with Jamo? When I read the top 25 list, I know most of you would say you're paying Gibbs. Most of you are going to say you're paying Laporta. Most of you are going to say you're paying. In your world, you'd pay everyone. Well, that's not how this works. So here's what we'll do. Keep two, get rid of two. Branch, Gibbs, Laporta, Jamo. You can keep two, you got to let two go. Who is it?
It's Branch and Laporta for me. I know you're going to invest a lot in the secondary, but until you go out and really do something with your pass rush, the secondary is going to get worked every game. So they're going to earn their money. Laporta, I think, is the that next tier of the next tight end. He's going to be the guy that replaces the Kittle and the Kelseys. It's going to be him. So you want to keep him on your team. You don't want to see him move on to another team. You drafted him. You found him. You cultivate him. You pay him. Running back, man, running back and receiver, you can find another one. David, you know how I feel about wide receivers. So I'm not a big fan of paying a wide receiver unless you are Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go a little different here because I was leaning in your direction, Rico, but I would keep Gibbs and Branch. What Gibbs does in this offense is elite. It's electric. And I would keep that in this offense.
What if I said we don't know if the offense stays the same?
Now, that's I knew somebody was going to say that to me. That's fair. That's fair. And we have time to make a decision on Gibbs, but that's fair to see what he does this season in the offense under John Morton. But Branch, oh, that's a no-brainer, you keep him. He does everything. You're right, Rico. Slot. He could play the outside corner if they needed him to. David, safety in the box run.
I think in a pinch, you could put him as an outside linebacker.
I agree.
If somebody went down and you were desperate, he could play the position and it wouldn't be a drop-off. Like, he's that utility tool that you definitely need on your defense. Jameer, I like Jameer, but yeah, the running back shelf life is not long. And the Lions have shown me with that offensive line, you could put people back there and they will do well.
248-539-9797. J-Mo didn't make the list. Do you have a problem with that? And this is an open conversation. There's no right or wrong answers in these. But when you start to look at all the players you have under 25, you physically will not be able to keep them all. Did PFF kind of open your eyes to something that, look, we like J-Mo, but he ain't more important than these guys? And you just drafted what could be his replacement.
No, that makes a lot more sense with the Tesla. Like, oh, okay. If that's
Elite Raz.
If that's your now it makes sense because I'm like,
I know.
It seemed like a reach. Like, did you really love him that much to be the fifth, sixth option on a team? You still got Patrick. You still got so many different options. Like, I don't even see him cracking the lineup. Like, who do you sit down in order to play him? That's an interesting plot twist, Mike. That maybe they're looking ahead and they're playing a little bit of chess.
248-539-9797. David, ticket text coming in early. What's the initial response to that?
From Tom and Warren, Gibbs and Branch. From another text, he says, we don't pay running back, so I'm paying LaPorta and Branch. Another one, I'm paying J-Mo and Branch.
So how about this? Branch seems to be the consensus.
Yes.
So who's the other between Gibbs, LaPorta, J-Mo? And you better be real careful because here's your other problem. They're all offense. And your quarterback needs a hell of a lot of help. That's not a shot, but he's got to be insulated. He is not Josh Allen.
Someone does answer, said, I might consider keeping Gibbs over LaPorta, but I'm curious what the AAV would be. Now he's doing GM.
What, for Gibbs?
Yeah, for Gibbs.
I think by the time you pay Jameer Gibbs, you're north of $20 million a year for a running back.
Really?
Cap's going up. Barkley and CMC are making 17. And inflation and other backs are going to sign.
I forgot about Barkley and CMC because I'm thinking like,
Derrick Henry just got 15 per, and he's old as dirt. If I'm repping Gibbs, it's 4 at 80. With about 50 of it guaranteed, or I take my services to the market. I'm not paying it, but you know, everybody here will pay.
Yeah, no thank you on that. A dead honest, I'm not paying a running back, a wide receiver two, or a second safety near the top of their market. I'm not paying J-Mo, Branch, or Gibbs. I will pay LaPorta. So he's only picking one. Wow. Branch and J-Mo, you can get a LaPorta in the draft. J-Mo has a special set of skills that you can't coach. It's a no-brainer for me. I keep Gibbs and Branch. That is from Rick C. What happened to the salary cap isn't real, but I still would keep just J-Mo.
No, the salary cap isn't real, guys, but at a point, I mean, it's a rubber band.
You got to pick your poison. Okay, some people you're going to have to let go. Some people you could pay a ridiculous amount of money to.
Do you view Jameson Williams as a part of the core of this football team? Yes or no? And I don't care if it's ticket text only. I don't care if we get 100 phone calls. That's the question. Because when you look at this, think about all the guys that aren't top 25, under 25. Well, they're certainly a part of the core. I mean, Jared Goff already got his money. Amon-Ra got his money. Aleem McNeil got his money. Aiden Hutchinson ain't on the damn list, but he's a part of your core. Look, the core isn't endless. Is it dawning on you that maybe J-Mo is simply a toy? Because I view J-Mo and Gibbs as the same thing. I'm going to use all the toothpaste in the tube, and respectfully, I'm going to throw them right back in the water. I'm gonna, whatever you do with a fish when you know, like catch people catch the little lake perch. Here, go. Yeah.
Catch and release.
Just swim free, little friend.
Yeah.
I'm just not signing either guy.
I'm with you.
But, Bay LaPorta, because you can have a 12, 13-year Hall of Fame career at tight end. And I'm with Rico in this regard. Defensive playmakers, heat-seeking missiles, like defensive coordinators, you need dudes. You're going to have some filler on that defense, but you need five or six dudes. Mm-hmm. Brian Branch is a dude. Offensively, they've already drafted J-Mo's replacement. And David?
We don't pay running backs.
I knew Branch was going to be something from that first game against Kansas City. I was like, yeah, this guy, steal of the draft. And I still will say he was the steal of that draft.
248-539-9797. We'll get your calls coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, to the people. Let's go to Neil out in Troy, 97.1. Neil, what's going on? How are you today?
Okay, how you guys doing?
Good, Neil.
Hey, Neil.
I want to keep J-Mo at all costs.
Okay.
And you guys love the defensive guy so much, I'll take him along too. And I don't think there's any other way to go. This guy is going to be a Hall of Famer. Doesn't everyone see that by now? He's got the speed of lightning.
Hey, listen, I think he's a nice player, Neil. I think he's important to what you do. But I can't go with the Hall of Fame stuff when he just posted his first 1,000-yard season.
I mean, I think Hall of Fame, Neil, I think Hall of Fame receivers, I'm thinking like Randy Moss. Like, I don't see him in that category right now.
How many Hall of Fame receivers were not the top receiver on their own team? That's the problem. Well, you're never going to get premium billing with Amon-Ra here.
Well, you know what? I respect your guys' opinions, and I will call you back in a few years, and we'll see where we're at.
Well, I hope you're right, Neil, because if he's a Hall of Famer, it means the team probably won a Super Bowl. So that works.
Multiple Super Bowls.
But no, it's – look, you got the guy this year. There's a you got the club option. I mean, but after that, I don't know. And it was interesting and telling – and again, Pro Football Focus, it's not worth a hill of beans to Brad Holmes. Making a point. You know who didn't make the list? J-Mo.
The draft. That little element you threw in there with the draft. That's got me thinking.
And they gave up picks to do it.
Multiple. Next year's picks to get this guy.
Incubator year this year. Ready to step forward next year. I don't know. Look, man. Who knows? We'll just let Brad cook. Jesse, 97.1. What's up, Jess? How you doing?
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Hey.
Quick question. We all agree Jared Goff is our quarterback for the foreseeable future, correct?
I'd say at least the next two seasons. Yes.
So I would keep Branch, and I think you got to let J-Mo go, not because I don't think he's great, but I just don't think we have a quarterback that can unleash – the skill set that this guy has. It's got to be Gibbs and Laporta or Laporta, and we don't keep running the pay running back. So I just don't think – I mean, that play against Washington when Goff threw the pick to J-Mo, J-Mo was open. Goff doesn't have the arm to unleash everything J-Mo can do, in my opinion.
Right,
I don't know what you guys would think.
Well, hold on. All right, but here's the thing. I mean, Jess, I'll just try to keep it even with you, okay? If you're going to blame Goff on a handful of these, you know, curated plays that you don't like, you have to give Goff credit for all the explosives, all of the big plays, mm-hmm. and a 1,000-yard season that J-Mo produced. It can't be one or the other. It's both. Now, look, the Jared Goff question, the whole idea about Goff's contract and where it goes and how it works, look, there's an out after the 2027 season, I believe. So you got him for the next couple of years. But that's it. I mean, most certainly he's your QB this year, duh. And I would argue most certainly in 26. But then beyond that, no, there's not. You got to see where the team is at.
Yeah.
He's probably the next three seasons. But that's it. So for that time frame, look, here's the other problem in this. When people want to just say, look, next year, sign Gibbs, do what you got to do, you're paying David Montgomery almost $10 million a year.
Another head scratcher.
Do you know where he ranks in running back pay? I think he's number 8.
Seriously?
Yep. So you have to look at how you're allocating stuff. Look, part of the J-Mo problem is I'm already paying Amon-Ra. And if I'm paying Laporta, I know he's not a receiver, but he is.
He really is.
Can you really have the better part of $80 million in three receivers? No. Not when you're paying your quarterback $53. Now, if you had a rookie scale deal, whee! Joe Bucks.
Free money.
You do whatever you want.
Tesla.
Right. Let's go to Lamont, 97.1. Lamont, what's going on, pal?
Fellas, what's good today?
How are you, sir?
What's up, Lamont?
Good. I think we got to go – I think we have to go Branch and Gibbs, and I'll tell you why. I think Holmes has done a really nice job of paying the guys that set the tone, if you will. I mean, the only guy I think that we have left is Branch, and we got to pay Hutch. You know, we're paying Sewell on offense. You know, Hutch has got to get paid. Branch and Joseph, I mean, those guys are two murderers in the back. And I think you got to go with the guys that – that's the tone.
I would agree with you. I think, look, I heard Costa say this morning, and I actually agree with Jim on this. We have a point of reference.
J-Mo is the cherry on top of the sundae. But in no way, shape, or form is he the foundation of that dessert. He's lovely to have, but you can live without it. You got to find somebody else who can do J-Mo things and do it cheaper.
Yeah. We can, exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay Gibbs for two reasons. One, just because he can go really fast. And two, because he scares the absolute hell out of any defense.
Indeed. I will agree on that. But remember, the running back conversation, it's making you have choices to make because, look, the offensive line, I don't know how much longer Decker's here. I don't know how much longer Ragnow's here. Glasgow's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a couple options. A, you have Sewell. You know you have Mahogany. Beyond that, you got to hope Ratledge works out, whatever it may be. If you are going to say the offensive line's the identity of the team, then why am I going to pay $20 million for a running back?
Right there. Because
draft one.
Yeah, because I know we like to think that Gibbs and J-Mo are the special people, but guys, there's other guys who could do the same job and get it done and run just as fast and do all types of special things.
They are special players.
They are special players, but they're not unicorns. We're like, well, nobody else can run that type of route. Yeah, there's other people who can run that route.
And look, J-Mo's speed allows him, like Amon Ra's one of the best route runners in the league. He's like precision. You remember the old clips of Dan Dierdorf and he would put the paint roller can behind him and retrace his steps where his back foot would have to hit the paint tray. Mm-hmm. And that's how he would kind of just become a machine at tackle. That's Amon Ra with route running. J-Mo's different. His speed allows him to be looser.
Right.
So it just.
Right. But I'm saying you draft his speed. There's always going to be a speed guy.
I agree.
It's just not your guy right now.
Well, the Chiefs didn't pay Tyreek Hill. They drafted Xavier Worthy. Yeah. I don't know. I just get to that point where it can't be both. Yeah. And I think the team is telling you they're probably going to get in bed with Gibbs because they did the Tesla thing. And I don't know. I just thought it was a good day to bring this up with Pro Football Focus kind of doing the ranking. And again, what the hell do they know? Okay, fair enough. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.